Today I'm joined by Janine Kaku-Diagu. You are the managing director of NCR. You're often compared to your father, Jean Kaku-Diagu. Do you see this as an opportunity or a setback?
At the beginning, it was like for me a handicap. But I learned to play with that. And I learned to play with the words. I learned to play with my name. But now it's an opportunity for me to enter, to be the one who is success after him. Because he's known as the founder, but I'm known as the visioner.
His visionary. The pioneer.
Yeah.
You were saying during the forum that you often had to work twice as hard as your male counterparts to be taken seriously. Is there still a lot of sexism in the financial industry and in Africa in particular, do you think?
I think it's a main word. Finance, it's purely driven by men. So when you are a woman who you are in charge of small works, and when you have the ambition to be one of them, you have to work twice so that they can see you as a man.
Would you identify yourself more as a man or as a woman? You know, how do you see yourself?
I'll say that for 15 years, I used to wear trousers. Yeah, I gave up my trousers 3 or 4 years ago. When one of those men said, "When are we going to see your legs?" So I said that, yeah, it's true. I'm a woman, so I have to show my legs. So I think that we have. First of all, I was on going to be a man, but. But now I'm more sure that I'm a woman and I will be successful as a woman in that world.
I can't resist discussing what you're wearing today. You know, you're kitted out in a very fancy blue midnight dress, and we can see your legs indeed and nice heels. So would you say that now you're more comfortable in your own skin as a woman?
Yeah. Now I'm assuming the fact that I'm a woman. I'm 43 years old. 2 children, divorced, proud to be divorced. it's just a joke. And I'm ambitious and I want the place of those men.
How did a shift come about? You know, what made you wake up one day and decide, I'm happy with who I am? You know, what happened to get you there?
It was not one day that I had just to manage some stuff to be more comfortable with my own view.
Yeah. And in your daily work, what's your routine? You know, what does a typical day look like?
Okay, I wake up at 7, coffee, first coffee, I don't see anything. At the third coffee, I can barely hear what is going on. It's 8. I take my iPad and I start working since 9:30. And then came the real struggle, find what I'm going to wear. I'm a woman. So when I found what I'm going to wear, because it's part of seducing my clients and seducing my people, and then I can go.
I must say that you've been very successful in your charms of seduction, because NCRV, the banking arm, will enter the stock market. This is quite a huge achievement, especially for a woman. How did this come about?
Oh, I've always... I'm coming from the banking sector. I did my studies, financial studies, in Middlesex University in London. I came with an MBA in financial services, and then I joined Citibank and Mobile Côte d'Ivoire as a trader. And now I'm working for the family business. We are in bank and insurance with 26 companies. I'm leading this 26 company since 3 years. I'm in the family business. It will be next year the birthday of my 20 years in the family business. I have always been seduced by the stock market, but for me it's the way to leverage money. And our stock market needs companies, African companies, to leverage more money. to develop themselves.
And this year, you've been described in a lot of magazines as an upcoming star of 2016 who will shape the future of Africa. This is a great title and a great reputation to carry, but how do you deal with this pressure, you know, to succeed and not to disappoint?
It's a big pressure for my children, because I'm not working for them, but I want them to be proud of me. For the others, it's not a big deal. I think that I have the right to be successful one day and the right to be less successful. The thing is that I'm always on the same vision and on the same path. But the important thing is my two child have to be the example. They are boys and they need a woman to drive them in life.
Because you were saying earlier that part of what makes a great female leader begins in a home. It's the education that mothers and grandmothers give to their children. Why does that need to be encouraged more and fleshed out more often?
Yeah, it's important for me because, you see, I'll just give you one example. African men, they don't know how to say I love you. It's as simple as that. My child, my two boys, they know how to say I love you to a woman. They know how to compliment a woman, because I learned them. It's important. They know that a woman can achieve great things. I think that it's part of what we should give to our children.
And the theme of this conference has been all about empowering women and getting them into top sectors of society. How can women become the future of Africa when they're still facing discrimination in areas such as, you know, unequal pay, child marriages? They're still held back, so how can they be a motor of change?
Just to give one example, one of my example. When I achieved to be the CFO of the group, they gave me less money than the other CFO, that was a man, and a small car. I refused. For 1 year, I wasn't paid. I refuse to have that car. I refuse to be paid. It's no compromise. For me, it's just like that. You have to be strict. I think that for myself, it was a duty. If I had accepted that contract, for the other woman, it was going to be harder. And I was in the family business, so you know.
It must not have been easy. So would you say that, you know, your career, you know, everything you've achieved has really enabled other women like yourself to also break down barriers? What contribution do you think you've made to female empowerment in Côte d'Ivoire and other African countries?
Oh, a small contribution, doing my own choice, showing people what I have achieved. I think that now I have a network on Facebook and all that social media, and it's a lot of young women want me to be their mentor and things like that. We talk, and being accessible,
being available
to people, to women, and teach them to be resilient. It's very important for me.
And if you could sort of sum up, you know, what advice would you give to other African women who want to succeed and be as successful as you are? You know, what do they need to do?
I'll tell you in French. Okay. It's my word. I always say to myself, à vaincre sans combat, on triomphe sans gloire. So it won't be easy.
So basically, if I translate, there's no victory without strife and combat. So that's your motto. Wonderful. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Today I've been speaking to Janine Kaku-Diagu, the Managing Director of ENSIA. Thank you, Mrs. Diagu, so much for your time.
Thank you very much.